Hello, everyone. This is Matthew Fraley with BreakpointTrades.com. First off, I hope everyone's had a very nice weekend. It's Sunday afternoon, 5:40 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and this is the comprehensive weekend newsletter from Breakpoint Trades. Would have gotten this newsletter out earlier. Really hard for me to work on it today. The weather is so nice here. I got my kids bugging me, and they're outside playing. Wish Dad could be out there with them. But, you know, it is what it is. I have to do this every other week, and so we're going to get this done. The market futures are going to open about 20 minutes here, so I'll let you know how futures are looking during that. Again, this recording is probably going to take, I don't know, 40 to 50 minutes. If you happen to be new here, these are audio-based newsletters. The weekend newsletters are quite comprehensive. Again, the website is very technical analysis focused, and we go over everything in a top-down fashion. So if you look here at the top, brief text, again, this is an audio newsletter. My comments would be covered in audio instead of me, you know, spending hours trying to write pages of text that I'm already discussing. But just a brief summary, table of contents. The first thing we'll be talking about is the SPY breakout system, which I sent out an email on Friday updating you on a stop. That system's been long. We'll also look at the general market analysis from all time frames, you know, weekly, daily, intraday, see if anything stands out there. The only thing that stands out there, I mean, the market's clearly in an uptrend, no doubt about it, is in the short term, we're quite extended, and there's some MACD divergence showing up on, say, 60-minute, 2-hour charts. So, you know, we may be due for a pullback sometime soon. Otherwise, we have earnings season starting in about a week. Typically, the market holds up during that. So I'm not looking at a big market sell-off either. But short-term, we're a bit extended. You know, we'll look at bonds, market sectors, commodities, precious metals, GDX, and a few individual names. As far as trade ideas, I'm going to follow up on trigger names from the past week or so. We've had some nice ones. I'm also carrying ones over that didn't trigger, and I added some new ones. Also, I'm going to go over, once again, some of the dividend stocks that I monitor. They've actually been doing very well. So let's get started. Image number two shows a picture of the SPY breakout subsystem. Remember the SPY systems on the website? We have, 21 or 22 subsystems. There's a couple of mine taken offline over the last year or so. But, you know, there's a bunch of different longs and shorts, et cetera. They're all reversion to mean systems except for the breakout. The breakout subsystem went long early last week. I sent out a trade notification email, and that trade is now nicely up. In fact, there's a positive stop loss already for the ETF. It's a bit tough to set a stop loss for the option, but you know, if the ETF stop is hit, you would just sell the SPY option. So we'll see how that does. I'll keep you abreast, and I'll let you know any changes. Next, image number three. So these tables show you some of the SPY reversion SPY system trades, say since last year from June on, and you can see trades have been pretty decent here. You can see the open trade here, which was last week on 4/6. I sent that out in the morning. You can see we have an open trade on the SPY ETF and an open trade with one call option for the SPY at a strike price of $398 that expires on 6/18. That option was taken around a price of $16.35. Last I looked, the option's trading up around $19. So it's up. It's up nicely. Next. Item number four. So I showed this a couple weeks ago, but I figured I'd just go ahead and show it again since this is the weekend newsletter. So this table here, you know, since we did end first quarter, the first quarter statistics are something that I show every year. They're particularly powerful if the market closes positive for the first quarter, as you can see here, going back to 1950. So 71 years, there's been 43 times you've had a positive first quarter. And, you know, of the 42 times, remember, we don't know how this year is going to end. 95% of the year has ended positive. Again, you know, you can have every quarter up, but a lot of times you'll have a down second or third quarter. So it doesn't mean every quarter this year is going to be up, guys. We could have a nice down quarter in the second quarter, a third quarter, but the odds favor a positive overall year close. Okay. You can see highlighted in yellow this quarter, market was up 7.8%. Pretty impressive. Again, the stats here for the quarter stats are pretty strong. Next. Image number five, I thought this was interesting. So this was from sent to me from someone. He usually gets a lot. I don't know if he got this from Zero Hedge or what, but you can see the name of the research firm. So again, this shows you how crazy the market is, right? You know, we have all this government stimulus, these stimulus checks, just endless spending money. We have a ridiculously accommodative Fed. We have accommodative Congress. So all this money is flowing, you know, chasing assets. You know, we're creating these big asset bubbles. And you can see here, over the past 5 months, $569 billion has flowed into the market. Well, that is more than the previous 12 years. So think about it, guys. In the past 5 months, all this money has come into the market, more than has from the last 12 years. So that shows you there's just too much money in the system chasing too many things. It's creating these asset bubbles in stocks. I mean, look at real estate. Look how that's going nuts. Look at the commodity prices. You know, big experiment. I don't know how it's going to end, but I do think we're going to have some. I don't see how it doesn't end in inflation eventually. But anyway, interesting chart. Next. Moving on to the newsletter now. So item number six shows the index sector table, what transpired last week and on Friday. So if you look at the index, major indexes, everything was up last week except for the Russell. Now, the Russell concerns me a bit. I want to see that come back. I don't like how the daily's been going sideways. That gives it a little vulnerability. So we want to keep an eye on that. But you know, you see all the other indexes up anywhere from 2 to 3.8%. As far as the major market sectors, most of them were up last week, save for four of them. Energy, XLE, and OIH, you can see down 4.2% and 6.2% respectively. Metals and mining, biotech, both down as well. 2.1% and 2.6% respectively. All the other sectors were up. U.S. dollar down 0.8% for the week. Not surprised. That, of course, helped some of the commodities. Not as many as you'd think, though. Before we get to that, cryptocurrencies, they all had a great week. I mean, take a look at these moves. I'll be covering those in-depth. Commodities for the week. What was weak, as you'd expect, was the energy area. Crude oil, gasoline, natural gas. To the strength, to the upside, was copper, agriculture, corn, wheat, coffee, sugar. Okay. Again, we're in a bull market in these commodities. Go try to build a deck. You know, build a deck at your house. The lumber will cost you 2 to 3 times what it would have a year ago. Precious metals were up for the week, gold and silver. GDX, gold miner stocks, obviously up as well, up 3.6%. Bonds, high yield corporate, and TLT 20-year were up. Well, TLT was flat for the week. Next, item number seven shows the economic news calendar for this week. So a lot of news here on the docket. Keep an eye on that. And as far, to me, the big one is earnings season will be starting in about a week, okay? Got a lot of big stocks reporting later this month, April 27th, April 28th, like Apple and Google, Facebook, all that stuff. All right, let's go and jump to the index charts. First chart below, item number eight is a weekly snapshot of the five key major indexes. So you can see the momentum uptrend continues. Look at those gains on the Dow, S&P closing above their upper Bollinger Bands. The NASDAQ closed up nicely. The NASDAQ 100 basically testing its recent highs. The NASDAQ itself hasn't taken that out. The small caps at the bottom are still lagging a lot, as you can see. Next, chart number 9, here's the weekly KISS system charts. Okay, so we've got a couple new DVTs here on the weeklies. The S&P weekly DVT is now 3745, nice jump from the 3602, good 145 points. The Dow jumped up quite a bit. No new changes on the triple Qs or the IWM. Those DVTs still remain the same place they were, you know, a week ago. Again, these weekly KISS charts, you know, are for folks that, you know, don't want these to trigger very often. And they're still pretty good. They'll still keep you out of the major corrections, as you can see. You know, they would have kept you out of that February-March decline 2020. So, and, you know, they've stayed in this whole uptrend since. Next, chart number 10. Here's a two-day candlestick chart of the S&P. I really like this one. I know a lot of you do as well. So it's not as fast as the daily, but it's a little more responsive than the weekly above. So it's kind of something in the middle. And you can see, got a new DVT at 39.38. That's actually very close to the daily DVT. I like when the both the two-day and the daily aren't too far away. So 39.38 on the two-day time frame. Next, chart 11, here's the daily, so 39.70. Okay, so you can see they're about 30 points difference. No changes, guys. So there's your daily DVTs. Again, you know, pick the ones that fit you. The weekly, the daily, the two-day, the 120-minute. Or I know one guy who does a combination. He splits his money up into four parts for the weekly, the two-day, the daily, and the two-hour. Again, I don't know what the perfect formula is, and it also depends on your style, but you know, these are some powerful tools to use. Oh, by the way, guys, I forgot. We're finally going to be offering these KISS tools and our other stuff for TradeStation. It'll be on a lease program. I don't know the price yet. Maybe $100 a month. I don't know. But that'll be something we'll hopefully get going in about, you know, a few weeks. Okay. You obviously have to have a TradeStation account. All right. So you could write into us, ask us more about that if you're interested in, but then you'll be to have these charts on your side. Next, chart 12, just moving on to the other KISS charts. Here's the two-hour time frame. You can see here the DVT is at 4088, so nice and tight. We've had five DVTs here since the system went back long there, where you see the vertical yellow line, okay? Early last week, we had a little DeMarc 13 on the two-hour. Price didn't really pull back, but it did go sideways. We got now a little DeMarc 9 there. So we're a little stretched short-term, as I stated in the opening comments. Next, chapter 13, here's the cycle time frame. So the daily is on the upper left. No changes there. We have a bunch of A's here lately. Again, a little amateur buying, quite overbought. The 195-minute... we pushed through that resistance cycle, 120-minute, been trending up. We got a little DeMarc 9 there. Really not much to say here, guys. Shorter time frames here, the ATR, monitor that as a short-term support. Next, chart 14, here's your traditional daily view, non-KISS. So, you know, we busted out of that range, taken out that 39.83 high a couple weeks ago. We've moved higher. We're approaching this upper channel line. Again, we're uptrending, guys. No reason to make this over complicated. Next, chart 15. Here's a two-hour time frame. Again, short term, as I stated in the open comments, we're quite extended. Look at the RSI here. 5 RSI is 96.7%. 14 RSI is 83.3%. We also have some MACD divergence. Okay. So short term, we are quite extended. Next. Chart 16, here's the 15 or the 60-minute view. Same deal. Last week we busted out over that range, over that 39.80-ish area, which is now support. We pushed up again on Friday. We have MACD divergence here, so we are quite extended. This is not a place to be going long new positions. Best to wait for a pullback. Finally, chart 17, here's the 15-minute view. Shows you last week how we had that big move on Monday, chopped sideways. We held that 40-70 area, which became support. Then we rallied up into Friday. Again, we're quite extended here, guys, in the short term. Next, chapter 18, here's the Dow. Don't show this very often. It's only 30 stocks, but, you know, been trending upwards above its 9 EMA, all new highs. Next, chapter 19, IWM small caps. Notice I drew a couple little potential left shoulder and right shoulder. Again, this could easily be blown out, but I just want to illustrate a point there that the small caps need to get their butts going. Okay. So you can see the 20 and 50 moving averages are kind of pinched in here. You know, we need to see price go back above this, get above that last week's highs, okay, to negate this potential right shoulder. We've been going sideways. So again, this area has been lagging and it is a bit of a concern. Another indicator on here to monitor is the 60 stochastic, that 50% area below. You can see we're still holding above that. Remember, that's your long-term support in an uptrend. Next, chart 20. Here's another daily chart. Shows you the same thing. This also shows you the symmetry. Notice that last sell-off was 26 points. That's was the largest pullback in the uptrend here. So a symmetry break, that argues for a lower high, which we have so far. Next, chart 21. Here's the monthly view. Again, just look, you know, the Russell's had a hell of a move since last year, October. I mean, look at this. We have all these dojis here, and it is quite extended. You know, to me, this looks like it's going to have to do some sort of consolidation during the summer. I don't see this having another big, huge push without a long consolidation period. Next, chapter 22, here's the weekly. So again, down 0.5% for the week. You can see the MACD lines have crossed. That's a little bearish point. The ribbons have been super wide. So, you know, again, guys, remember, these are weekly and monthly charts, these last two. So the market could, you know, hold up during earnings season into early May. But overall, I think the Russell is going to need to have a decent consolidation sometime during the summer. Let's move on. Chapter 23, Triple Q's weekly chart up 3.8%. Almost testing that recent highs, getting pretty close to that 337.76 previous high. MACD is lagging on this. Notice the MACD hasn't crossed back up yet. Next, chapter 24, here's the daily. You can see we're getting close to that February highs. The tech area played catch up last week. Next, chapter 25, here's the daily KISS chart. So we've had three DVTs here. 319 is the most current one. Next, chapter 26, here's the 2-hour time frame. We've had five DVTs. 329.30 is the most current one. Next, chapter 27, here's the various cycle time frames. Only thing that stands out to me here is we got a 13 to mark on the 195 minute. You see that, the upper right? So we're quite extended. Maybe we pull back from that. Next, chapter 28, here's a 60 minute view. Notice the MACD divergence here near resistance. So it's a logical area where the market may at least pause. So a little caution in order up here, guys. Finally, chapter 29, EEM, emerging markets, they've been lagging behind the market. So they're an area to keep an eye on. So that 55 area is resistance, 51 area is support. So there you go on the indexes, guys. Futures are about to open. See where they open here. So futures opened. Looks like they're down about 6 points currently on ES. I'll let you know if they change much more than that during this recording. Next. Go ahead and move on to indicators. So chart 30, here's the VIX. So the VIX is down here near its lower Bollinger Bands. It often tries to find some support there. So be aware of that. Next, chart 31, here's the VXX 60-minute chart. That's the VIX indicator. I'm putting this on here as a hedging instrument. You can see the MACD divergence that's been developing. So this looks like a lower risk trade hedging instrument. Next, Trevor 32, here's the AAII Bull Bear. One of you guys wrote into support, asked me what I think about it. I mean, honestly, I don't think too much about it right now. We talked about it a lot last year. The market was climbing that wall of worry. You see that, how market rallied strongly off those March lows, 2020, and where that sentiment indicator stayed negative. So, you know, it went strong. The market indicator went strongly positive again. Notice it went negative once early this year in January, but that ended up being a little buying opportunity, and we just came roaring back. Now, it is quite stretched here in the short term. As you can see, it's the highest spike on this chart. Next, Trevor 33, here's the comparison chart of the S&P advanced decline, large cap advanced decline versus small cap. We have a divergence here forming, something to keep an eye on. Next, Trevor 34, here's the S&P versus the emerging markets. As we stated, these two are lagging. So there's a couple things that are negative. Next, Trevor 35, here's the 10-year treasury yield, pulled back last week. That helped the market. Again, comments remain the same, guys. Got overbought here, but should this still have a eventual move higher, my target would be that 20 or 2% area above. Next, Trevor 36, here's the weekly view. So TLT bounced off that support. It tested that 61.8% Feb a few weeks, about a month ago. We found support there. So far, it's been a weak bounce off of that. Next, Trevor 37, here's the daily TLT. We'll see if this can bust up through there. If that breaks up through there, rates will come down. I think the market would potentially like that. We'll see. Next, Trevor 38, JNK, high yield corporate. Again, just like the general market, these have been strong, but pulling back from a little resistance area here. All right, let's move on. Trevor 39, this chart shows you 10 of the major sector charts. Again, I already went over what the sectors look like. You know, all the sectors were up last week except for energy and the biotech area. Looking at a few individual sectors here, chart number 40 here is biotech. Healthy correction we've had since the February highs. Take a look at that. Now we're retesting the 200-day once again. I am monitoring this here, though. If it were to have a decent reversal, maybe lower risk long. But for now, I'm just monitoring. There's the support here, as well as 127. Or, if it wants to fall all the way down to that 122-ish area, that's possible too. Next, Trevor 41, XOK technology. This finally played a lot of catch-up last week, broke out to new highs. Next, Trevor 42, XLV healthcare. This sector looks decent, bull flag. Next, Trevor 43, XLE energy. This area looks a bit weak to me still. Honestly, crude oil breaks down. I could see this breaking down maybe to that 44 and a half area that was previous resistance. That would be a big support area, be a low risk area to buy energy names again. Next, let's move on to commodities. Chart 44, crude oil. So crude oil topped out in early March, pulled back, and since then it's been forming this sideways consolidation. Is it forming some sort of wave B, bear flag? Hard to say. If it does break down, I think crude oil could sell down to the 54 area. And to me, that would be low risk long. Okay. But we'll see which way this consolidation breaks. Next, Trevor 45, natural gas. A lot of chop over the last year. Still kind of chopping around sideways near the 200-day moving average. You could see the support there. Next, Trevor 46, copper, still in this big coil. Next, Trevor 47, DBA agriculture. So after an ABC correction, it's had a nice move off of that. Next, Trevor 49, DBA on the monthly. Remember, back in December, I talked about commodities in a new bull market uptrend. And at the time, DBA was just starting to break out of this multi-year downtrend channel. You can see how the ribbon flipped, etc. I think this has a long way to go, but remember, this is a monthly chart. It's going to take time for it to play out. Next, Trevor 49, corn. So it's also at a nice move. The monthly chart looks great. Let's take a look at that. Chart 50, there's the monthly chart. It was in a multi-year basing pattern. Take a look at that. And it's rallied nicely. So all these commodities, you know, the longer term uptrend is the trend is up. So pullbacks are buying opportunities. Next, chart 50 uranium, same deal. It's been inching its way higher. The long-term trend is up. Let's take a look at that. Chart 52, there's the monthly chart. Again, it broke out of a multi-year base in December where I pointed it out. So I like it long-term. I use nice consolidations as buying opportunities. All right, let's move on. Let's look at the cryptocurrencies. So chart 53, Bitcoin. So Bitcoin had a move up early this week, early on Saturday. It's pulled back off those highs. Sort of has an ascending triangle look. It really needs to take out that 62,000 area. And here I drew an uptrend line to monitor. Next, chart 54, there's another Bitcoin we've been shown as a kind of a coil. You can see it tried to break out of it on, Saturday, but it's come back. Again, this trend downtrend line here is really not as important as that resistance up around that 62,000 area. Next chart 55, here's Bitcoin Cash. That had a nice rally off that support area in March. Approaching, hasn't taken out the February highs yet, but that was a nice support area. Next, chart 56, Ethereum. This had a beautiful coil that busted out in late March. See how well that has played out. Next, chart 57, Litecoin. I was showing this as a coil pattern a week ago. If you bought that coil breakout, you've had a nice trade. Next, chart 58, Monero, making a new high. This is one I like too. So I own, personally, I own a little Bitcoin. I own some Monero. I own some Ethereum. I own some Litecoin. That's what I own. I don't own any Dogecoin and stuff like that. But anyway, let's move on. Chart 59, Ethereum. Thought I showed this chart already. All right, let's look at the stocks that follow these instruments. First off, chart 60, Mara. This broke out of a beautiful coil over a week ago. Pull back, it's chopping around. This is my favorite fundamental one overall. Okay, has the most potential. Again, it's going to these stocks, guys, it's going to be dependent on what Bitcoin does. If Bitcoin were to crash and fall to 20,000, these stocks are going to get nailed. If Bitcoin eventually works its way up to 100,000 later this year, like a lot of people are talking about, these stocks are going to do well. All right. This is probably the best of them. Next, chart 61, GBTC. This follows Bitcoin. So this is still in a coil to monitor. Next, chart 62, Silvergate. This is probably the prettiest one in the short term. Beautiful coil. Next, chart 63, Riot, also in a pretty coil. The bullish view is we got an ABCDE coil. It looks like I got D and E backwards there. So D should be where I have E, guys. But if this is the case, it should form a higher low and bust out of this. Next, chart 64, MSTR, another one of these digital currencies, coiling. Next, chart 65, BTBT, another one of these, lower priced one, kind of coiling. Next, chart 66, Ethereum, follows Ethereum stock. So this one has an interesting pattern, got a trend line resistance right here. So there you go, guys. We'll see what these do this week, and let's go ahead and move on. Chart 67, US dollar, nice pullback over the last week or so. Next, chart 68, dollar on the weekly, down about 0.85%. Next, moving to precious metals, chart 69, gold, up 0.95, about 1% for the week. So far, that low that I talked about a couple weeks ago is held, where the 60 stochastic went below 50% and has never confirmed. But we need to see price continue going higher. You do not want to see price go back and take out that low. Like I said, you know, a week or two ago, you could be long gold. That's where your stop would be. Next, Trevor 70, here's another clean view. This weekly chart shows you the channel, shows you the horizontal line, support and resistance. We bounced off that support. We got a resistance right up in here that you need to take out. Next, Trevor 71, gold in the monthly. Someone asked me to look at this. So the bullish view is we have some sort of ABC pullback forming on the big monthly. Again, remember, this is a monthly chart. Next, Trevor 72, there's the daily. Again, bullish views, we had a little double bottom. And, you know, again, we did have a double bottom bounce off that late March low. Now we're up here near resistance, near the 1760, 1770 area that we need to clear. Next, Trevor 73, silver. Still just chopping around. It's been very choppy in silver since August of last year. Not really much of a correction, more of just a sideways up and down chop. Next, moving to the stocks, Trevor 74 GDX weekly view up 3.4% for the week. Nice move. Outperformed the metals. Nice rally off that support several weeks back. Next, Trevor 75, there's the daily view. Next, Trevor 76, GDXJ, another one of these. I'd like to see the broken downtrend line now hold as support on a pullback if we get one. Next, Trevor 77, SILJ. This is a way to own the silver stocks if you don't want to play around with the individual names. Let's move on. Trevor 78, FNV. This has been one of the stars. I've had this as a long idea in the precious metal area, FNV. It's been strongly outperformed. And look at this move from March, guys. Look at that ratio. So this is one that should be in your portfolio if you own gold stocks. Next, Trevor 79, EQX, just a textbook double bottom a couple weeks ago. Take a look at that. MACD KISS, double bottom, was just a beautiful long setup. Next, Trevor 80, KL, basically the same setup. Perfect double bottom long. Look at the volume. This one looks great, guys. This is also should be in your portfolio. Next, Trevor 81, SAND. This has also been a great trader. It's one I was shown a couple weeks ago. After breaking that downtrend line, it formed a higher low, rallied up. Next, Trevor 82, AG Silver Stock. The play here has been simply buying that retest of supports. You can see he had three chances this year so far. Next, Trevor 83, KGC, was a really nice long off that broken downtrend line over a week ago. Next, Trevor 84, AGI is another one. So right now you have sort of an inverse head and shoulder pattern look to it. Got a resistance right here. So here's one to monitor for a new setup. All right, let's move to trade ideas, guys. First off, we'll go over recently triggered setups. So Trevor 85, MMC, this is a long idea of mine a couple weeks ago, was a horizontal breakout play over 119.50. Look how well it's done. Really nice, steady eddy move gains up. Next, Trevor 86, Microsoft, was also a long setup of ours from a coil. You know, it broke on news of a big contract. It's had a hell of a move. Next, Trevor 87, ENTG, another really nice long setup of ours. Again, make sure to take some profits on these if you haven't done so. Next, Trevor 88, plan, always have a plan. This was a little falling wedge pattern we had 2 weeks ago. Look how well it's done. Next, Trevor 89, ICLN. Now this one hasn't done too much. It broke the downtrend line, but it's riding the broken downtrend line here. It's still one to watch. If you're not in it, a lot of times you find support here and rally up. You could have a pretty tight stop on it. Next, Trevor 90, NCR. It's been on the long list. Kind of just chopping around here, but the pattern does look decent. Next, Trevor 91, IBM. This has a pretty decent dividend coming in later April. I think it's April. And I think it may be May. So because the last dividend, quarterly dividend was February. So it's probably May. But chart looks pretty decent. Next, Sharper 92, AJG, another nice long idea. This is one of mine from last week. The cup and handle look. Nice move. Next. Sharper 93, Apple, really nice rally here. It was in a coil. This one reports on the 28th of April, so maybe it'll push up into earnings. Next. Sharper 94, Tesla, you Tesla fans out there. This one reports on the 26th of April, okay? Right now, it's in this big coil. Next. Sharper 95, Google. Well, this one's already run away. This one reports on the 27th. Next. Sharper 96, Facebook. This one has also had a big move and, you know, ahead of its earnings, which is the April 28th. Next. Moving on to setups that haven't triggered yet. So Sharper 95, NEO, still monitoring this nice coil formation. Next. Sharper 98, AREC, one from last week, still valid over that 409 area. Next. Sharper 99, Sono, still valid over this downtrend line. Next. Sharper 100, Tiger, one from last week, still looks decent, kind of a flag. Next. Sharper 101, Yala, still monitoring this coil. Next. Sharper 102, MTEM, I'm monitoring this as a long. In fact, I'm long a little above it, of it, guys. I mentioned it last week. You got, it's trying to find support down here, and you got these dojis. So a long trigger where I'll add more is if it takes out the high of Friday's candle, that doji. My stop is Friday's lows, essentially. Next. Sharper 103, form, bull flag. 5137 is resistance. Next. Sharper 104, Alibaba. It's had a heck of a correction. Also, this could gap down pretty good on Monday. They got a big $2.5 billion fine from China. But you can see on the weekly, it definitely is approaching a big support area. So I'm hoping it gaps down, it's lower. Perhaps it's lower risk long down in that area. It's had a heck of a haircut. Next. Sharper 105 FUTU. Long idea over this trend line. Next, Sharper 106, PDCO, maybe a lower risk long off the bottom. Notice the trend line. Next, Sharper 107, PDCO, nice coil setting up. Next, Sharper 108, OTEX, breakout play over that resistance. Next, Sharper 109, GPC, another breakout idea. Next, Sharper 110, FLL, another breakout play. Again, these little breakouts like this aren't as ideal for me. Finally, let's move on. Talk about some of these dividend setups. So these are setups I've shown many, many times, and they've done well, guys, if any of you stayed in these suckers. So Main Street, they pay a monthly dividend. They have paid a consistent dividend for, you know, something like 200 quarters or some ridiculous amount. And, you know, you get a nice dividend every month and price has been accelerating. So you have a nice gain on both ends. Next. Sharper 112, OKE, here's another one. This one pays quarterly. This one will probably pay at the end of April. Notice you got a little resistance approaching. Next. Sharper 113, AMZA. Here's another one that pays monthly. All right, so one to watch. Next, Sharper 114, BIZD. With real estate going nuts, this is a kind of a REIT. Take a look at this sector. Just hell of a move up. Again, you missed the dividend if you weren't in it, though. We just had one. Next, Sharper 115, QYLD. This one pays monthly. And so here's another one to keep an eye on. So there you go, guys. Futures, by the way, ES futures are down 3.5. So not much moving in futures, but we'll see what happens tomorrow. Have a wonderful evening. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Take care.